ever just miss the gold standard? It's Home Economics on 95BFM with Rupert Carline of Coda Wealth.
Morena, Rupert. How are you?
Good morning. Very well.
Very good to have you back up in the studio. I missed out on last week because I was on holiday, which was nice for me. But I'm glad to be able to talk to you this morning. How are you?
I'm good. After a great weekend, great to see Eden Park full yesterday.
Yes. Yeah, so sold out, I
hear. The world is back to normal. Yeah. Coronavirus is done. We're back to just life.
That's how it feels in New Zealand, doesn't it?
It definitely does. Hey, we're talking to you about some of the questions people have been sending us about money and about their KiwiSavers and things. So let's just jump straight into it, eh?
Cool.
This first question we've got here is about superannuation. Someone said, how long do we have before superannuation runs out? Is it likely to be about 30 years?
Well, I think it's a tough one. The current truth is superannuation is well funded through the NZ Super Fund. And at this stage, we're not even going to be drawing down on that fund for another 15, 20 years. At the end of the day, though, my personal view, it's going to be an extremely brave politician that tries to take NZ Super away from us. We've seen both the National and Labor parties talk about changing the rules around NZ Super recently, and then they always get too scared and change their minds. So, look, what we tell all of our clients is don't plan to have it, plan for a life without it.
Yeah.
But then if you get it, it's a nice added bonus at the end.
True.
Yeah, well, it's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, sensible way of looking at it. And this is kind of, I guess, tailing off that a little bit. How much do I need to be saving? Realistically, what is a comfortable amount to get by each week? I guess that probably depends a little bit on who you are, but what is a realistic amount to be saving?
So how long is a piece of string? So there's been a lot of research on this. So Massey University have done some studies. They think in New Zealand a couple needs about $950 to live in the city and have a frugal lifestyle.
Right.
That compares with the pension, which will give that couple $600 a week.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you want a more luxurious lifestyle, of course it gets more. What the international research shows, you need somewhere between 70 to 100% of your income when you retire.
Right.
And that might sound high,
but
most people go into retirement expecting to continue the same standard of living.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, for a lot of people in the early years, they're going to spend more because they're going to have more time, they're going to want to travel, they're going to go and do things. And actually, so there's a little bit of a pattern where in the first 5 to 10 years of your retirement, you end up spending more than you currently do.
Mm.
You then go into the retrenchment phase where you spend a lot less. And then in your later years, you end up spending more again as you healthcare and all of those kind of costs.
Right.
This is like the long goal grown-up version of payday.
Exactly.
Then everyone goes out on payday night and then the next day they're like, I'm having toast for breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Well, but
today.
KiwiSaver is even worse, right? Because payday happens the day you turn 65.
Oh, true.
So you get payday at the age of 65. But then what you don't realise is that you've got to make it last, rather than making it last 2 weeks, you've got to make it last till you're 95, so that's 30 years.
Okay. That's a good thing to wrap your head around it.
Yeah.
7:45 a.m.
Exactly.
On Monday morning.
Sorry, slightly.
Well, no, it's good. It's good. It's reality, Rupert.
Yeah,
we need to talk about this stuff.
Kick your week off strong, I think.
Yeah.
We had a couple of people asking about share trading apps. Is this something that you think is worth looking into?
What even is a share trading app? I don't even know what that is.
My flatmates are into it, I have to say.
Oh, they're so, so popular right now.
Yeah.
So there's about 4 or 5 of them in the New Zealand market. Hatch, Sharesies, InvestNow, Direct Broking, ASB. And look, it's a great way for retail investors and for small investors to get access to the stock market. And it's kind of, it's the whole idea of bringing investing to everybody. The issue, they are great, however, as long as you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the big issue that we have is often people will see a small stock that might have dropped in price by 40, 50% and thought, cool, that's 40% down, it's time to buy because it's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different to the sale on a Bunnings or Briscoes. However, generally that means there've been some earnings shifts as well. Well, at the moment, what we're seeing through these platforms, we've seen bigger volumes than we've ever seen before. And that's not just New Zealand, in the US as well. But unfortunately, what that's driving is we're just not quite sure whether it's justified. So we're seeing a company like Hertz in the US filed for bankruptcy 3 weeks ago.
Filed for bankruptcy about
6 weeks ago.
Far out, okay.
And then over the last 3 or 4 weeks, the share price rose by 5 times, largely off the back of retail investors who saw Hertz, big global renowned brand. It can't be that bad, and so they've just piled in and pushed up the share price. And we're starting to see lots of that stuff happen. My view, as always, retail investors and small investors, you're better off putting your money in a fund than going trying to pick individual stocks.
Okay.
To build a portfolio, you need to be well diversified. That means you need to own somewhere between 10 to 20 different pieces. Ideally, you've got New Zealand stocks, you've got international stocks, and it's a much easier world to do that in a share in a fund than try and build up your own individual portfolio.
So what happens if you were someone who had bought a Hertz share and then
it doesn't, I don't really know how these things work. What happens? Does it not rise again, and then you just lose your money? This is in the US
where they've got slightly different bankruptcy rules.
Right,
but
okay.
Here, the goal, it depends on what the banks want. If the banks don't take a haircut, i.e. say the banks say you've got to repay us all the money, the shares become worthless because the banks take the shares. If the banks kind of are nice and they can figure out a decent bankruptcy, then maybe it's fine. But it's
so it's
a very
quite a risk that
it's hugely risky.
We've just had a question come through, Rupert, that says, on my payslip, my KiwiSaver contribution and employer is the same, and when I check IRD, the amounts are different. Why is that?
Tax. So, tax.
Your
taxes. Tax on absolutely everything.
Yeah.
So you'll be paying 3% of your total income post tax goes in. Your employer pays 3% as well. However, your employer contribution is taxed.
Okay.
And so that'll mean that it's kind of more 3 plus 2 to give you a 5% contribution rather than 3 plus 3.
Oh, there we go.
Impact. Interesting. We had some texts in about Bitcoin.
What is Bitcoin?
What's
Where is it gone?
It was really popping off for a minute there. I feel like everybody
Where's it
was
gone?
Talking
what's happened
about
to Bitcoin?
Well, we've had coronavirus, so we don't need to talk about anything else.
No, exactly.
And with what's happening in the markets. But look, Bitcoin's been all over the place. Over the last 2 years, it's had a share, it's not share price, its price has gone from about $4,000 or $5,000, jumped all the way up to $20,000 US, came back down to $5,000 US, and now it's back up at $10,000. I think because it doesn't really have, it's debatable and it's what its real purpose is, and it means that it's all supply and demand, and it kind of just seems to be following hypes, and so that's why you see these huge swings in value, and it's hard until it turns into more of a mainstream currency. It's hard to see that volatility stopping.
So it's an online currency that you buy, and then how much you can sell it on for changes.
Exactly. So it's an online currency that sits there, and one day it's all supply and demand.
Yeah.
There are people that want it. The demand of coins is limited. There's an algorithm which you can mine, which allows only a certain number of coins to be created every year.
It's not real coins. And this is my brain really struggles to understand. I know it's not real coins, but I'm like, what? How is this in anything? You know, it's just like concepts, basically.
I reckon 10 years ago, you would have been laughed at if you talked about Bitcoin.
Well, I'm glad to hear I'm not alone and being just like, what? I don't get it. Hey, Rupert, we've got quite a few questions, so we might just jump to one here that I've seen pop up a few times before we let you go, which is, what's the best way to tackle my student loan? That's a big question, but we do get lots of student loan teas coming in.
So I think it's a really tough one, that one, because my finance brain says, as long as you're working, student loans are interest-free. So it's free money. And so therefore, on that basis, you're better off just letting it sit there. You're better off letting it sit there and putting money into a bank account or investing in managed funds or doing anything else. And saying that, though, if you let it sit there, it'll come back to bite you the moment that you don't want it to.
Right.
And so I think it depends a little bit on what your long-term objectives are. It depends a little bit on where you are. But I would say, put money into your KiwiSaver, put money into your other savings goals, and then what's left, use for your student loan because of the interest-free nature of it. You're going to be earning money on your other things, whereas the student loan doesn't actually cost you anything.
That is some good advice. Yeah. Rupert, thank you very much for another fantastic Home Economics. If we missed your questions, we will get to them next week, and you can send them through dear listeners, on 5395, or you can give us a call on 309 3879. Cheers, Rupert. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Thank you.
That's Money, Home Economics on 95BFM.
Special shout out to Bronnie. I very much enjoy her voicing of that ad. Sorry, that sting there. We're going to be back with some more tracks, including Elegant World, who's playing our fancy new band showcase on the other side of this, so keep it on the B.
Drive-in movies, now at Motat.
Showing this Friday, What We Do in the Shadows, and on Saturday, 2007's Hairspray.
Just $30 for as many people as fit in your car, plus food trucks and a massive screen. Book now at motat.nz.
It feels great buying New Zealand-made goods. It's a chance to experience the quality, design and style that our products are renowned for worldwide. And the best part is, it helps local businesses thrive. Unite for the recovery.
Is there a nice dinner place in town?
Well, you know Jenny from Spanish class?
Yeah.
She was sitting next to me every day until eventually I got up the courage and asked her out to Mezi Bar.
So, Mezi Bar?
It never really worked out. We wanted different things. I guess that's the beauty of tapas.
Mezi Bar. Great food, great drinks, great memories. Your Mediterranean oasis right in the centre of town, Durham Street East. For hours and info, go to mezibar.co.nz.
Wow. Music's everywhere. It's like a cloud of art. Here at 95BFM, we've sucked up some of the best contemporary bangers, bottled them and chucked them into a special Spotify playlist just for you.
The June playlist features tracks from Kate Envy, Mads Harrop, Chai, Serpent With Feet and more.
Follow 95BFM on Spotify for our monthly Spotify playlist and stay au fait.
Kia ora e hoa mā, e whakarongo ana koe ki te reo irirangi poho. You are on 95BFM. My name's Rachel. Thank you for all your messages you've been sending us about your KiwiSaver and various financial things. If you do ever have questions, just text them through to 5395 and we'll make sure we put them to Rupert next week on Home Economics. All right, we are going to play some Elegant World for you now. They're playing our fancy new band showcase, which is happening in just 2 weekends' time, alongside Crap Date, Deb 5000, Darmarat, Fable and Ripship. And I believe Deb 5000 played a very cool gig at the Vault on the weekend. Had a classic can't be everywhere at once kind of a situation, but if you went to Deb 5000's gig, I hope you had a mean time. This is Elegant World with Space Party.
The 95BFM Fancy New Band Showcase, June 26th, featuring this artist.
Thank you. plastered bodies for all of space to see. Magnify this party of human oddity.
Them at Fancy New Band in 2 weekends' time. That is Elegant World with Space Party. And we're going to listen to Stiff Herbert now with I Could Hit the Ceiling. This is from the awesome Kiwi Animals Future Primitive compilation that we had a chat about last week on the show. And so you can jump on the Beecast and find out more about it.
Unfocused with the magic prize. I would be gone by the void, but origin is why I have said. A hand in an application form, I'm feeling cold and warm. The level of humankind, takes a gift that you can find. Why don't you wear a yellow shirt if you wanna be a yellow bird?
Of Herbert with I Could Hit the Ceiling. This is from the Kiwi Animals Future Primitive Aotearoa compilation put together by Ben at Strangelove Records. It's got all sorts of rarities and gems on it from people like Kim Blackburn, the Kiwi Animal. You can also hear some really interesting Headless Chickens on there and Blam Blam Blam. It's a really, really cool compilation record. So you can find out more about it on their Bandcamp page, Strangelove Records Bandcamp page, or you can jump into your local record store and buy a copy. And I would highly recommend that. There is not a dud track on it.
BFM News.
Ata Maria, good morning. Ko Bronwyn Wild, tōkuingoa, ko te waru karaka. It's 8 o'clock. Green MP and Associate Minister for Transport, Julian Genta, has blamed the New Zealand Transport Agency for preventing Auckland's light rail project being signed off before the election. The Confidence and Supply Agreement between Labour and the Greens sets out the proposal to build light rail from Auckland City to the airport. Now, in a leaked Facebook post, Genta has blamed the former chair of the NZTA board for stopping the work that was being done. This comes after last week's statement by Green Party co-leader James Shaw that he was disappointed in New Zealand First after Labour's coalition partner refused to support the proposal. Aucklanders are facing a 7-week wait to take their driving tests. Social distancing rules during COVID-19 stopped drivers' tests taking place, causing a backlog. The current wait time, according to the transport agency, is 46 days in Auckland for those sitting their restricted licence tests and 43 days for their full. Christchurch have the lowest wait times, where people only wait 7 to 8 days for their tests respectively. The NZTA and Vehicle Testing New Zealand, which manages practical driving tests, are now making sure there are enough testing personnel around the country. Meanwhile, the US state of Georgia has taken a different approach to their backlogs, allowing people to pass their tests without even having sat a formal driving test. Ka whakawhitikita wahi nai nei, turning now to overseas. Students from Wallis and Futuna Islands stranded abroad due to COVID-19 are set to receive government support. With no flights out of French Polynesia and travel from France via New Caledonia restricted, 184 students from the Territorial Assembly find themselves stranded. Throughout July and August, the students will be given $720 a month. The government of Wallis and Futuna have also sent out $2,100 to each of the dozen residents stranded in Australia or Fiji. The territory closed its borders in March, spared of any COVID-19 cases. Egypt is voicing its concerns over an Ethiopian dam which may dramatically affect the flow of the Nile River. The $4.6 billion Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam on the Blue Nile is near completion and would provide valuable electricity to the country of 100 million people. However, downstream nation Egypt believes filling the reservoir too quickly could greatly reduce the amount of water its country receives, saying Ethiopia has failed to address mitigation measures for prolonged droughts. The two countries, along with Sudan, have been holding talks unsuccessfully for 3 years, but Ethiopia's water and energy minister maintains they will achieve a win-win outcome. The Blue Nile is one of the Nile's two main tributaries, supplying 85% of the river's water, flowing north from Ethiopia before joining the White Nile in Sudan and discharging into the Mediterranean Sea from Egypt. And that's your news.
Now, your 95 BFM traffic report.
Ki ngā waka haere o ngā huanui matua o Tāmaki Makaurau I nāianei. Now to your traffic for the motorways of Auckland. The northwestern motorway is free-flowing with the exception of Newton Road to St Luke's Road, where it is moderately congested. The northern motorway northbound is moderate over the Harbour Bridge and southbound moderate from the Upper Harbour Highway to Onewa. The southern motorway is congested from Green Lane to Ellerslie Penrose and moderate from the southeast highway entrance to the Mount Wellington Highway, and northbound moderate from Tukanini to Tirirangi Drive, heavy from Princes Street to Mount Wellington Highway, and moderate from Gillies Ave to Hobson Street and also over the Harbour Bridge. That's your traffic.
That was your 95 BFM traffic report.
A 95 BFM weather update.
Ane ngā tohu huarere mō tēnei rā. Your weather forecast, Wārahina, Monday, the 15th of Pipiri, June. Today will be fine with long sunny periods and some cloud, with a north-northeasterly breeze. There'll be a high of 16 degrees and an overnight low of 11 degrees. Sunrise today was at 7:30, and sunset will be at 5:10. Your outlook for the week? Ratu, Tuesday, will be mostly fine, but cloudy, with northerly breezes. Rapa, Wednesday, will be mostly fine and warmer, with long sunny periods, but a chance of a shower, with northerly breezes. Rapare, Thursday, will be cloudy with morning rain and showers, with northerly winds turning southwesterly. And that was your news, traffic and weather. I'm Bronnie, and I think we have a fire alarm going off.
Sure, Bronnie. All right, time for a long song, everybody. Sorry, Will, who is sitting on hold here.
That was a 95 BFM weather update, thanks to climate change.
All right. It's all going on a Monday morning. Right, we're going to play some Jenny Vale, and then we will be back. So just bear with, you're on BFM.
Look at these trees. Look at this grass. Look at those clouds. Look at them now. And look at them now.
Mm-hmm.